уннуккут тюарсавиуксяаккуулэрмигат наанна ну
City Council meeting number 1 this evening, January 27, 2026. This evening our interpreters are Andrew Della and Jeannie Ismaili. Thank you for coming this evening. We led our Khurlik earlier. We led our Khurlik's first meeting of the year. Before we start, let us remember the past and have a moment of silence. Thank you. No swearing in. Adoption of agenda as is, moved by Councillor Tilley, seconded by Councillor Aluka. Comments, questions, amendments, additions? There are none. Others in favor of motion carried. Thank you. Minutes, public hearing number 5 minutes, dated December 9, 2025, moved by Councillor Tilley, seconded by Councillor Aluka. Questions, comments, to all those in favor, unanimous carried, thank you. Minutes, City Council meeting number 17 minutes, dated December 9, 2025, moved by Councillor Tilley, seconded by Councillor Aluka. Questions, comments to the motion? All those in favor? Unanimous carried, thank you. Any declaration of interest to the agenda items? Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Under the committee reports, planning and development, COW, I'll be in conflict on PD 26-3456N7.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Anyone else have any declaration of interest? I don't believe there are any delegations. Iqaluit RCMP detachment here for their monthly reports for November and December 2025. Sergeant Velako Nikolovsky.
Matna, thanks for having me tonight. I have two reports to present to you tonight. One is from November of last year. During the month of November of 2025, the RCMP responded to 953 calls. 152 prisoners were lodged in our cells. From the total of 953 calls, 450 were liquor-related calls, and 34 charges were laid during the month of November. During the month of November, members of the Iqaluit RCMP delivered various presentations to the students. They emphasized the pedestrian safety tips, enhance their safety during the dark season, the dark months. The RCMP members issued an RCMP light for the students that they can put on their coats, and it can be seen during nighttime when they're walking from school or outside. One student from the elementary school was awarded for nominating, sorry, for naming one of the RCMP musical ride horse. He named the horse Buffin, so therefore one of the musical ride horse now it's carrying the name of Buffin. The members also participated in various activity, hockey tournament. We have a coach that coached the U18 groups. The members participated in the Remembrance Day ceremony, honoring the men and women who served and fought to protect our freedoms. Members continue to make an effort to enhance the patrols around the wine and beer, a beer and wine store, the airport, other establishments. Members conducted a various check stop that resulted in five drivers being charged for impaired driving. Two drivers were their licenses were suspended. The Calowet GIS section also assisted the detachment with break and entry investigation, executed a search warrant that led to arrest of one subject, and 26 charges were laid against that individual. That's about everything for the month of November. We'll move on to the month of December. During the month of December, the RCMP detachment responded to 874 calls, 145 prisoners are lodged in our cells. From the total number of calls, 430 calls were liquor related, and 36 charges were laid. Members continue to make an effort to participate in all community events during the Christmas holidays. They attended the schools during the Christmas concert, shared dinners with students, joined to a different event to celebrate the Christmas season. The members also participated in the Christmas parade. The Toys of the North campaign was a great success. Over 1,300 toys were wrapped and delivered by the RCMP plane throughout the Nunavut in various communities. Members also participated in check stops. There were four different check stops jointly with the bylaw conducted throughout the community. More than 150 vehicles were stopped. 121 roadside screening tests were performed or administered. 11 driving suspensions were issued, and seven charges were drivers were charged for impaired driving. There were about eight traffic tickets issued, 80 warnings, and three vehicles were seized. The members also performed curfew checks on prolific offenders in the community that resulted in 10 charges being laid. They also conducted over 30 patrols around, again, the high targeted area beyond the wine store and other liquor establishment throughout the community. The RCMP members also hosted elders Christmas breakfast at the Legion, where elders were served breakfast by the members. And to note that Hockey Helps Homeless event for March 21st is still in the process and final stages of getting it all prepared and ready to go. I believe that's everything that I have prepared for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant. Questions, comments to the Sergeant, Councillor Shepherd.
Mr. Mayor, thank you, Staff Sergeant, for the presentation. You mentioned Remembrance Day and the members coming out earlier on. It was a truly impressive troop of members this year. Thank you all for participating in that. And it's always enjoyable to see some longer serving members squeeze back into their surges after a few years. But it was a truly impressive sight this year. I hope we see the same again next year. I'm hearing good things already about a pilot project underway with between municipal enforcement and the RCMP that I understand you were pretty instrumental in. I was receiving feedback today even from some of the activities that actually occurred just today in a very positive light. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about how that's going right now. It's encouraging to see, and it's very much appreciated, and it's something I know it has a limited lifespan right now, but it would be something that would be great to see extended into the summer if possible. And I wonder if you just tell us a little bit more about that and what's occurred to date.
Thank you, Commander Shepherd, Sergeant.
Thank you. So yes, we are starting a project with the bylaw officers. We work together to enforce the Liquor Act and Traffic Safety Act and other acts that are enforceable by the RCMP. So for the next 3 months, I have dedicated a member to work alongside the bylaw officers. They will be patrolling the community alongside enforcing again the Liquor Act. It's the priority in the Traffic Safety Act. My goal is this this project to continue into the summer months and to be a pretty much a baseline of what are we trying to accomplish. My goal is to merge the, pretty much the two agencies together to work alongside where what I've noticed there is a big disconnection between the RCMP and the bylaw in the past, right? So that's where I'm trying to merge the two agencies. We can work alongside, we can benefit from working together, and of course the community will see the results. So as it is right now, I have three members dedicated for the next 3 months to work one member at a time. And as I said, I'm looking into expanding into the summer months where we're going to continue with the summer ATV patrols. And yeah, we'll see what we're going to accomplish in this first 3 months. And then we're going to table a topic together on where we are and how to proceed in the future with this project. Yeah. Thank you. I don't have any specific for what occurred today, so I can't speak to that. Sorry.
Thank you, Sergeant. Did you want to add anything else?
I'm going to make two statements, and so that the people will know about the different stores. It's becoming scary to go into the stores because there are so many people begging for money aggressively. I would like that to be looked at. And the other one is from me personally. I have, like, both my legs, I wear prosthetics for them. Although, I just want everyone and the police to know I don't have a license. But I don't need one for my ATV, so I don't have a driver's license anymore, and I know I'm permitted to drive it on the roads in Canada or here. I just want you all to know it's about me personally. I just wanted to say that. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Natak. About the, can the sergeant respond about the going into the stores question? Thank you.
Thank you. definitely we can work together with the two stores to see what we can do to help out with littering outside the store. I know I noticed both stores actually have security guards working inside the stores, so we can work together to see if we can assist. We have a bylaw again on our side that we can see how we can be of assistance to the store and help out remove some of the crowd that is bothering customers. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. That's good. Councillor Tilley.
Mayor Alwine, thanks for that presentation, Sergeant. I just want to say a little thing that the Iqaluit Fire Department has the police on their back pocket. We are 2-0 for the two games where we played against you guys, and I say us because I'm representing the fire department. So we have bragging rights, but I just want to mention that it was nice to see a packed barn at the old arena for the Guns N' Hoses fundraiser, which was pretty nice to see. It was nice for all the kids to go crazy on all the mascots that were all there. These kinds of events are really nice to see. We got bragging rights for the whole year, and I can't wait for the softball tournament and the next Guns N' Hoses tournament. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Tilley. I don't think that's a question. It's just the bragging rights. They do help the community. The RCMP does. And that's good that they do help. Thank you, Sergeant, for coming to do the reports. And we will now move on in our agenda. We have no rewards or recognitions, and we're at statements now. Councillor statements. Councillor Natal. I'm going to make two comments from me personally. Today is January 27. It's a dead-up winter, and we hardly see any little birds, but today I saw a whole bunch of them. I just wanted to say that. They're summer birds, but they were here. And my other comment is from me again. In June, I got a phone call today. They're asking for my help in Pond Inlet. I just want everyone to be aware that if I am healthy enough to go, I'll go and help with the healing process for that community. I'll be available if anybody wants to call me. I can be available monthly, not daily though. Yeah, we get requests for help from anybody like that. They can be Kalunad or Inuit, and they request for help. I just wanted to inform council. That's it. Thank you, Councillor Natal. Anybody else have a comment or statement? From me, a statement from me in as mayor of Iqaluit. The Canadian government, as we know, are making plans to protect the Canadian or Canada more. And Iqaluit is going to be a part of it. and the three cities, the city of Iqaluit, city of Yellowknife, and in Yukon. All the mayors are going to meet in the Yukon and look at agreements that we can make to see how we can get the federal government to help the municipalities more. So that's why we will be traveling in February 20 to the Yukon. And we will provide what comments we're going to be making at that meeting, at the next city council meeting. I'll devote all the details before we go on that meeting trip. That's information. I believe that's all from me. Thank you. Okay, let's move on in the agenda. There are no deferred business. And number 7, bylaws. First reading of bylaws, there are none. And for second reading of bylaws, we have bylaw number 1019.
English. Amendment to zoning bylaw number 899, lot 19, block 7. And a motion moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. The second reading, have a question. Any question on the motion to amendment? No question. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. No third reading. No old business. New business. Nota piyak sabut. Tana tuksero ti. Isumare ko yun. Peter tamang unika tuk sumayok tu sa ro de ti wo kai yak na po Peter tan atak pita ri
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. Belated Happy New Year. Our first order of business with respect to Finance Department tonight is a request from the Roman Catholic Church for property tax relief for the 2023 and 2024 taxation years. In much the same vein as what was proposed for the Islamic Society, the Catholic Church is requesting that the exemptions that were available under the previous bylaw 858, where they can get 75% tax relief, that they actually are applying for that and are asking council to approve that retroactively. In 2023, the property taxes for the church were at $38,000, which they had actually paid. And then in 2024, they were assessed for the same amount and had not put in an application for relief. And in 2025, had come to us and asked to be able to do that. So I said we would bring it to council for their decision. and so what we have is a request for $57,387 in tax relief. The 2023 taxes would be applied against, or any credits relating from that would be applied to any outstanding amounts owing, and they would get a request for relief of $20,000 for the 2024 fiscal year, or calendar year, my bad. So council has several options to consider. Whether you wish to provide relief, it's completely at your discretion. And just point out that we had done some similar proposals in the past, so we have allowed this to happen with respect to the Islamic society. So the recommendation is staff supports council providing that type of relief. And I'll just point out that providing that relief would not exceed the $300,000 annual cap for either of those years, for 2023 or 2024. So I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Mayor, for any questions or comments on this. Thank you.
Randy McPeter.
Thank you, Peter. Are there any questions or comments? There are none. Does anyone want to make a motion to approve? Either option one or option two or option three? Moved by Councillor Kunuk to approve auction one, $57,000, and seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Are there any comments or questions on the motion? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval. Thank you. Motion carried.
Second request for decision reaching home funding for 2026-2027-2028. Need a motion.
Home funding program had started in 2019-20 and had been extended up until 2026. Originally, most other groups were getting a four-year extension. We were getting a two-year extension because we had some areas where the federal government would like to see us do a little bit more, like creating a community advisory board, which we have done. And have had meetings bringing everyone involved to support homelessness in within the Kalawit to bring their issues to the table. We have been advised that they are now willing to extend us for another 2 years for funding at the current rate of $3 million a year, which is great news for the continued support. We currently support the Kajuktervik Community Food Center, Tukasikiarvik, Ukatak, and the YWCA Akvik Society for a variety of counseling, shelters, and food services for those who are experiencing homelessness or near homelessness situations. So this is money that flows directly through to those organizations. We do have an administrative function with respect to that, so we do get 15% of the funding for administrative management and things like that, which we do we spend on administration through our subcontractor that we get to run the program, but then the rest of the money goes straight into the community. So it's a good news thing. So the federal government is asking us to agree to enter into the 2 year extension, and then they will draft up the agreement and then we'll be able to sign it. So I just I'm asking council to approve a motion to accept that funding. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Councillor Shepherd for a 2 more years agreement. Questions, comments to the motion? All those in favor? Unanimous, carried. Thank you. During the current administration of the United States, we have repeatedly seen the threats made against our family and neighbors in Greenland. I am looking for a motion to support us, coming from us, really releasing a statement saying that the city of Iqaluit stands with Greenland and unequivocally supports their autonomy, to show our allyship in these increasingly troubling times. Greenland belongs to Greenland. If somebody would like to make a motion to support the proposed flying of the Greenlandic flag, moved by Councillor Alucard, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Questions or comments? All those in favor? Unanimous, carried. Thank you. Number 10, councillor reports.
The Planning and Development Committee of the whole motion report, meeting number 1, gender attorney. The motion PD 2602, needed motion to recommend. By Councillor Tilly, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Any question, comment? Being none, call for the vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you very much. Wait for a few seconds. For the motion PD 26-23, committee recommend as per the report. Need a motion, Councillor Tilly, Councillor Stevenson. Any question, comments? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. For the motion PD 2604, committee recommends as per the report. Moved by Councillor Tilly, Councillor Stevenson. Any comments and questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. For the motion PD 26-05, committee recommends as per the report. Need a motion? Moved by Councillor Tilly, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Any question, comments? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. One more. For the motion PD 26-06, committee recommends as per the report. Motion by Councillor Tilly, second by Councillor Stevenson. Any question, comments? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. One more. For the motion 26-07, committee recommend as per report, moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Councillor Kunuk. And any comments and questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. Thank you, Councilor Shepherd, for not forgetting us. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Okay, committee report, Public Safety Committee meeting number one, Councilor Gluka.
Matna Mayor Awa, as per PSC 26-03, the committee reports. Recommends that council revise the Public Safety Committee to be an interagency administrative working group with regular summary reports being presented to council. I move.
Any seconder? Seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Any comments and questions? Being none, all in favor? Yeah. Unanimous, thank you. Agenda number 11, correspondence, Nunavut Research Institute, scientific research license application, need a motion. Moved by Kelly, seconded by Gluka. Comments and questions to the motion? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. Correspondence, Nunavut Research Institute, scientific research license application. There a motion moved by Councillor Tilley, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any question, comments? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. Correspondence, Nunavut Research Institute, scientific research license application. Any motion moved by Councillor Tilley, seconded by Councillor Agluka. Any comments and questions? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. We have no in-camera session adjournment. Moved by Councillor Tilley, seconded by Councillor Luca. Comments and questions? No. All in favor? Unanimous, thank you. Koyanamik, Koyanamik Tosaji.
Thank you to the interpreters. Thank you. Have a good evening. Adjourned.